Today I'm going to be showing you exactly why men who are heavily invested into self-improvement are psychologically worse off when it comes to attracting women. Now, you might be sitting there wondering, well, Casey, how do you know this? I know this because every single topic that I talk about on this YouTube channel is literally my dating journey over the past 10 years. Which means in my younger years, I know what it's like to be on the other side of the screen sitting there watching self-improvement videos too and wondering how this correlates to dating and how it doesn't. I'm going to be breaking this down for you at a level that you have never seen before, and on top of that, I'm going to be showing you why men who are heavily invested in self-improvement are actually worse off when it comes to attracting women and living the dating life that they actually desire. Now, to get results at an even quicker pace, go down below, click the link in the description, and check out my behind the scenes MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar presentation that I made for you, because you're going to be seeing literally hundreds of guys transforming their dating lives in real time, getting real life girlfriends, actually having a dating life of abundance, and actually generating attraction at a far quicker pace compared to majority of all other men. This is my exact step-by-step process that I've used for years, and on top of that, this is a process you can copy-paste directly into your dating life as well and get results at a far quicker pace. Let's dive in. Okay, this is probably going to rub some of you the wrong way. This might piss off a few of you, but I don't care because it needs to be said, it needs to be talked about, and I would say majority of content creators are actually scared to give you the truth, because my whole internal feeling is I don't think majority of guys actually go out, and I don't think majority of even content creators know what it's like actually in the field or know what it's like actually enjoying nightlife and seeing how people behave or how women behave with men that they're actually attracted to. So here's what I can tell you. Men into self-improvement are psychologically worse at attracting women, because here is the entire dynamic. Women naturally desire to look up to a man. So the cold hard reality of all of this is that needing to self-improve for anything, or needing to self-improve for anyone, sends the woman a subconscious signal to her female hardwiring. Okay, if you're a man and you're needing to self-improve, or you're showing that you're not good enough, well, this is going to do five things specifically subconsciously. And here's the fact. She doesn't even have to think about this kind of shit. This shit just comes, right? This shit just naturally falls into her head. The first thing that she sees is she's going to say, he doesn't really have a lot of confidence. Therefore, he needs to improve. He needs to do all this excess work just to please me or just to attract me. Now, here's the funny thing about that. She naturally does not want to have that dynamic where she's put on the pedestal naturally anyways. So the fact that you need more confidence to attract her in the first place sends conflicting signals, because she wants things to just happen organically. The second thing is she's going to sit there and go, he doesn't feel good enough, or he's not good enough as is. The way he was made or the way he was created, he feels like there's some sort of defect. Either some sort of defect in his confidence isn't good, or some sort of defect in personality. He's not happy with himself, whatever the case may be. The third thing is she's going to see potential insecurity. She's going to think, is he insecure about his bank account? Is he insecure about how he looks? Is he insecure about how his voice sounds? Whatever. Now, this steps into the fourth one that is not talked about enough, and that would be an impoverished identity. An impoverished identity essentially is someone or something has popped into your head and it makes you feel damaged, or your identity has been impoverished or disturbed to some degree where you think you need to change, which correlates into the fifth point, which is no self-esteem. Now, if you start triggering this dynamic in her brain, and I will go toe-to-toe and I will debate any self-improvement guru on the internet if anybody wants to send this video their way, whatever the case may be, I will debate any of these topics, because all of this is true. And the first thing that I'm going to ask the guy who's heavily into self-improvement is, I'm going to say, how often do you go out on weekends? How big is your social life? How many friends do you actually have? And if they can't answer that, they have no business giving you dating advice. They have no business talking about dating at all. Because the truth is, when you get out in the field in real life, this is what actually happens. This comes from a 10-year period of my entire dating journey of going out, dating women, having short-term relationships, having long-term relationships, everything that goes into that, okay? So, if she sees these five things, now here's what happens. All of a sudden, your six-pack abs, your bank account, okay, your bank balance, your status means nothing. Doesn't mean jack shit.
It means nothing because you exhibit beta behavior, and now this signals weakness. This signals weakness to the core. All of this, okay, is going to give her an internal feeling that you are not necessarily internally secure with yourself or strong. All of this, I'm telling you, is going to turn her off. So, one of the typical things right now that's super popular is to talk about how much you hustle, to go online and talk about how hard you work, and to go online and talk about how much you've had to suffer and sacrifice to get to where you are. I'm going to tell you this, there is nothing more anti-seductive to women than looking at a man who tries hard, especially tries hard psychologically. So, never under any circumstances talk, tell, or post about how hard you grind, how hard you work, how hard or how much you've improved in life, because nobody cares but you. All of this, these three things, how hard you grind, how hard you work, or how much you've had to improve, all of this is try hard energy. Now, you're going to get people who say, oh, good job. You're going to get people that say, wow, you did great. You're going to have people that say, good for you. But just because they say that thing, or just because they say those things, that doesn't trigger attraction or arousal. When she sees these things, she literally goes dry, okay? So showing any psychological effort is anti-seductive. In the woman's brain, when she looks at a man, a few things occur and she wants all of these things to happen. She wants to see that you were just born cool, okay? She wants to see that this is just the way you are naturally and how you were born. And she wants to see that you're completely natural. Like, this is your natural state. This is, you are a natural at what you do in all ways, shapes, and forms. So what I can tell you is this. I don't care if it's your fitness transformation. I don't care if it's your business transformation. I don't care what it is. Never under any circumstances post about how much you've improved or how any of that. It doesn't help you attract women. In fact, it helps. It, what it does is it actually makes a woman take a look at you and she goes, he's not necessarily what he claims he is, or he had to transform himself into this and he had to do all this work to get there. Therefore, he's not necessarily a natural, like, strong, congruent, confident man. Therefore, I don't want him. So one of the problems with this is honestly, like, thinking that you need to document and post your journey when in actuality, all you have to do is just be enough as is. So taking this a step further, this is the part that pisses a lot of guys off. This is why women absolutely love, okay, absolutely love sleeping with losers or guys who give zero fucks about anything in life, okay? Here's what happens. When it's that time of the month and she starts ovulating, she starts craving pure alpha energy, okay? Say this with me one more time. She starts craving alpha energy, okay? That alpha energy is a man who's indifferent, okay? That is a man who doesn't care about really anything in life. He just does what he wants to do, okay? He has no expectations, okay? Taking this a step further, he gives no fucks what other people think. Now, not only that, she sees that because of all of these things, right, he has capacity to being assertive. He has capacity to be grounded in who he is. This stems into identity. He doesn't have to improve because he is. So, what you think is alpha is not what she thinks. This is the biggest, like, conflicting, this is the biggest conflicting signal in majority of content that I see on the internet is self-improvement is getting put in the same mix or the same topics as dating. Okay. Dating dynamic and female nature is its own thing. If you want to go self-improve to self-improve, that needs to be in its own bucket. That needs to be in its own category. That needs to be as far off in left field as saying, hey, I'm going to learn how to take up golf. And that has nothing to do with dating topics. That has nothing to do with female nature. They are separate, okay? Your self-improvement journey, if you want to go on one, if you feel the need to improve your biceps, your bank account, whatever the case may be, it needs to be for you and it needs to be because it's your own passion project and it's your own interest. Stop letting your brain get self-improvement mixed up with dating and masculinity advice. Number one, they are not the same. They're not the same. Number two, they do not go hand in hand. Number three, the gurus online you watch are not getting all of the girls, or they're not the ones who are having the amazing girlfriends. They are not the ones who are attracting all of the women. They're not. You might think they are because they get views and you think that they're cool, but just like I said, what women view as attractive is different from the masculine journey you find that's attractive. So they do not go hand in hand. The guys who are actually attracting the women, here's the truth. It's the guys who party and know how to have a good time and know how to position themselves as a person with high social value. Number two, it's guys who actually have friends and guys who actually have a group and guys who actually have other men that look at them as someone fun to hang out with or someone who's well-liked. Number three, okay, it's guys who are accepted socially. And then number four, it's guys who are happy with themselves. If you're happy with yourself, here's what you're going to find too. If you're genuinely happy with yourself and your good vibe, your good energy, other people want to be around you. And all of a sudden, all of your insecurities go right out the window and you become the life of the party. If you're the life of the party, she naturally wants you because you're accepted socially. That social acceptance translates or triggers into survival value. She's screening your survival value 24/7 and needing to improve to get rid of any of these things. Low confidence, not feeling good enough, insecurity, impoverished identity, no self-esteem. This is showing no survival value. This is why you doing these things and talking about them and posting about them and showing how far you've came. It's not the right energy that she wants you in. And it's not the right energy that you want to be in, because naturally in every conversation then you're sitting there with a big question mark in your head thinking, am I good enough? And that is not the type of energy that you need to be in. And that truthfully is very unhealthy for you as an individual. I think that the entire way that majority of men's content is going when it comes to self-improvement is not good. I think that there's not a lot of balance with it. And I think that oftentimes, when people are on these sort of journeys, if you want to call it that, things like partying or having an active social life is oftentimes looked at as something bad, like you need to get rid of. I'm sorry, but restaurants and bars are a part of life. I'm sorry, but nightlife is a part of life. I'm sorry, but group gatherings and get-togethers and house parties and people hanging out together and birthday parties and events and all of that is a part of life. That is a skill in and of itself that you have to actually grow some balls at getting good at. So take this for what it is. This is my two cents on it, and this is everything that I've learned and acquired over the past 10 years through my own dating life, my own dating journey, and after having this YouTube channel that has well over 100 million views total. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.